Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My brother asked me, he said, what's wrong? And I said, well, he goes, you're not drinking. I said, well, what am I, like some lush that comes over and just drinks everything? No, I've learned my lesson. You guys don't drink. You judge me when I drink, so I'm going to stop.
You didn't do it at all?
No. For the two prior visits, we would get there and drive to the liquor store and then drive right back and then like have be loaded up for the week.
You didn't get any R&R then.
Nobody ever drinks with us.
That's why he came in like a tampon.
Hey.
Because he didn't get any booze this weekend. In Germany, no women allowed is often a theme of Father's Day in Germany.
That's why they call it the Fatherland.
Fatherland. German fathers traditionally celebrate their day by ditching their wife and children. Groups of fathers often take hikes up to the mountains or walks in the park. Often while pulling wagons filled with alcoholic beverages.
Pulling wagons! Filled my wagon up with schnapps. I'm taking a walk through the park.
So not only has he been in government, but he's super rich. All right, I'm going to need one tiny hint because I'm...
White guy.
Do we have the first letter of his first name?
J.
Javier.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show. Starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
How are you? Are you depressed? Come on now. All that time off, friends, family, alcohol, partying, everybody all excited. And then slowly as the week goes along, the weekend, I should say, the texts, the posts, the communicating gets just a little more bitter, maybe a little more skewed towards the purpose of the specific holiday, Memorial Day. And then, poof. Back to the grind.
Yes.
Back to the grind you are. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying a second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like San Francisco, California. That's a wonderful city. I love that city. Hatteras, North Carolina. That's a very pretty part of the country as well.
Indeed.
Flagstaff, Arizona. That's just pretty, pretty, pretty. Pretty. Denby, Wales in the UK. That's exciting. Austin, Texas, a city I've never been to that I want to go to. And Lillehammer, Norway. I'd go there, too. There's not a place I would... I don't know where Denby, Wales is, but I'd go there because I bet it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But they'd have a good pub there.
Sure.
So that'd be a lot of fun. I'd go to Hatteras in a second. I'd go to San Francisco. I'd go to Austin, Texas. I'd go to Lillehammer. But for now, I just, linger down here in West South Florida. And it's great to have you along on a Tuesday. Thank you for allowing us our little escape. We needed it. We were a little crisp, and we were ready to get going. And we've got very, very exciting things coming up as we move into the summer months. It's very, very exciting. Tomorrow on the program, we'll have a major announcement about a meet and greet for you. You can eat.
And speaking of eating tomorrow, Mike...
Yes. Oh, tomorrow. Well, hold on.
All right.
Let me do my promo before you start your promo. Okay.
All right.
Are you eager to do it? You're excited. Rob is excited.
Well, no. I thought that you were going to tease that you had an announcement tomorrow.
I'm teasing
and I
that I have
on.
The announcement, yeah. And then you immediately say, "And you know, I mean, there's no need to rush. We have plenty of time.
We
right?
do indeed.
We do have time.
Tomorrow we will be announcing the deets on the meet and greet in Spokane, Washington, a city I've never been to. Never been to that part of the world. I don't think I've never been to the state of Washington ever in my life. Ever. Mm. Why are you looking at me quizzically?
I was trying to think if there's any reason you would have been, and I think not. No.
Never.
No.
Mm-mm. Not even a layover. Not anything. Been to Salt Lake City.
Sure.
Been to Wyoming. Been to Dakota, South Dakota. Been to Nebraska. But I've never been to either Montana or Jackson.
You've been to Georgia.
Wyoming. Been to Georgia, and I'm very, very excited. So we will have deets on that, Oscar, and our main contact out there with the initials DV be appropriate for that individual, Oscar? Would that be who you're running
that
you
is
know,
my
point with?
Liaison.
Is this oh, DV?
He had a few.
Turn up a little bit. I need more Oscar, please.
He had a few options he'd given up early that were not passed on to you, Mike, because I know you, and I know you don't like certain things.
Yeah, well, you and I will commiserate prior to final announcement.
Well, I know
tomorrow,
you don't like travel. You don't want to travel somewhere to do something.
No, I mean, but I mean, I'm very excited about the idea of doing it. And by the way, make no mistake, it's been so long since we've done anything. This ain't a show, folks. So I don't have my guys with me.
No, we're not doing in and out.
We're not doing a show, and we're doing it. We got to nail down the time too, because I'll have a little one in tow, so we
That's
can't
right.
do like 10 o'clock at night or anything like that. So it'll be a little happy hour and a chance to say hi to what has become over the years, and certainly since we've done the podcast, a really nice little area of support for TMOS out there. So we're excited about it, and Oscar and I will get together on it, and we will. Let you know what's happening this week. In fact, tomorrow. That's
mañana.
At the very latest Thursday, if there's any kind of glitch. Like
I spoke with Dirk on Thursday.
Like if Oscar were to come in and say, we're having it at Dirk's house, I'd be...
That was you're close to the first option he gave, and I said, that's not going to work.
Did the phrase carport come up?
No, the phrase said 25 minutes away, and I said, he's not going to want to drive somewhere.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, I'm driving all over the place.
Yeah, but from the hotel? Here, no.
Huh? No.
The central location is key.
Yes.
So it's exciting because things are getting back to normal, and things got back to normal with people getting out and traveling. Memorial Day weekend in the D.C. area was always one of my favorite times to be there with Rolling Thunder and all the bikes, and that was the good part of staying in D.C. for the weekend. The bad part would be leaving D.C. and dealing with traffic and dealing with all that stuff. We only have one guy on the show that did any real traveling, and that was Oscar, who was in airports going up to Massachusetts to see his fam. I'll start with you guys because I had a very quiet, fun, really tremendous Memorial Day weekend, and that's never that exciting.
May I start off with a guessing game, gentlemen, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Yeah, are you going to go right to the celebrity?
Yeah, because that's the most sizzle, because the rest you'll understand why.
Okay,
I have
very
to.
Good.
I have to.
All right, I'm ready.
Shannon and I flew back early this morning from Boston. So my brother drove us from Hyannis.
Good. You maxed out the weekend. That's good.
To Boston. Thank you.
Your
Mother
red
Nature,
eye
the,
from Boston.
The 3-day rainy weekend. Thank you for that, Mother Nature.
Yeah, crappy all over the eastern seaboard. Nasty weather. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Mike, I'm not going to complain about a free 3-4-day/4-day weekend to see your family. No, not everybody gets to do that. So I was happy to see my nephew. He's growing up. He's awesome. He's 4. 10 hours a day is a little rough on someone that doesn't have kids because you're doing all indoor activities, as you know, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you go to a place, you're up on the Cape or that area, where you know, outdoor-y things, you know, you're at the beach.
That's what you want, yeah.
And you want to be outside, out of doors.
Yes.
You know?
Particularly
and,
if you're in a Memorial Day mindset, because it is the unofficial start of summer. You want it to be sunny and beachy and let's do this.
Yeah, I'd be out of my mind if I did a jog up to see my family up in Maine and it was terrible weather and we were all inside and I had to just see them.
Yeah, it's not like we're all squirrely enough already.
It would be, you know, it's just, the whole thing is special and it's... this one more than any other one because we got a chance to get out and do stuff.
We're coming out of the holes. The mole people
Oscar
get to travel.
Oscar dropped a tease on us before the show started that he had a celebrity sighting on the flight. The flight two or the flight home?
The flight coming home. This
morning.
This morning.
And we get to play a guessing game?
Yes. A-list celebrity in the political world.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm. Well, wow.
Well, coming from Massachusetts, may I guess first?
Sure.
Was it Ted Kennedy?
Rob, the plane was coming home?
It was coming to D.C. Yes.
It's coming to D.C. Well, Rob, you know, you're not going to Massachusetts, and I have to enlighten you. Ted Kennedy is no longer with us.
He could have seen him in the cargo hold.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's
been dead, gone
for
some
time. He's dead, dead, dead. He has loosed the earthly coil.
Then I withdraw my guess. Is his politics, the politics of this A-lister, would you call them Boston or Massachusetts-centric?
No.
Okay.
See, what you're failing to understand here is that Oscar was in a part of the world that is a jet set part of the world.
I understand.
You don't have to be into a certain Massachusetts thing. This is not. This is everybody around New York and everybody around D.C. This is where they
just
go.
Just trying to narrow it down. Just trying to narrow it
down.
Yeah,
but you live in a bubble. You live in a tiny little world.
You don't get out there.
I make one guess and I'm getting yelled at. I mean,
well, you're not getting. Do I sound like I'm yelling at you? Do I sound like I'm yelling?
Well, I would call it a not.
When Oscar yelled at Pony before the show,
no.
That was yelling. Even though he didn't raise his voice, that was yelling. Was that yelling?
That was yelling.
I'm not yelling at you, but I'm saying you don't understand that the Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Hyannis, that area is that's where people go to hang. That's
but
a big,
if
he, big deal.
If it had been a Massachusetts-centric person, then we would be closer. So we're just doing the process of elimination
here. There's more of a chance that it's a D.C. person.
Okay.
It's a Paul.
Okay.
It's a political. All right, can I ask my question then,
yes,
my guess?
Yes, please. Yes.
Is this person in the broadcasting business?
No.
And I mean business.
No. He.
But this person's on TV a lot.
He's good looking. My wife. She's. I haven't seen her swoon too many times, and she swooned.
Wow. You sure it's not Ted Kennedy?
Positive.
He's dead, Rob.
How's that?
Dead.
Is this person?
He is no longer. He is a deceased politician.
He's an ex. Paul, is this person currently in office?
Kind of.
No. Kind of. Is this person in? Does this person have any kind of power now?
Yes. So much so, shocked to see him not boarding a private jet.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a player,
and he had a body man. He had security with him.
Was this person, and we've established it's a man. Was this man in first class?
Yes, first seat, right hand, and he had the gentleman that was traveling or security with him. The multiple people, like they were standing up.
Yeah. Wait. He had one person, or you said he had a body man?
Two people.
Did he have multiple people?
Two people.
Okay.
All right,
would you say that
should be flying private? He should.
All right.
Would you say his title includes some sort of advisory capacity?
That I don't know 100%.
Okay, so, swooning.
So it's not
in
Steve
power
Bannon.
Has Steve Bannon.
And Shannon was swooning.
Swooning. That's swooning. She's young. So Shannon recognized this person.
She's the first person that recognized him.
Is this person over 50?
Yes. Oh. And Shannon isn't like, she doesn't usually look for like the silver fox type of dudes.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough.
Well, that's, you're giving a hint there.
Well, who's most people over 50 are silver foxes.
Yeah, but a person that spends a lot of time in that part of the world.
It's politics.
It's politics.
They're all silver.
This person is not, but this person is no longer in power.
Oh, he's got power. Lots of
it. He's got power, but yes, he's not in office.
He technically is not an elected office.
Is he? Oh.
Is he a former president?
No, but close.
Okay.
Close.
A former vice president?
No.
A former. Well, now I'm getting.
Yeah.
Even more.
All right. Let's step back. Is he part of the judicial branch of the federal government?
No.
Okay, great, so it's not
the judicial branch?
Branch. Judicial branch.
How much alcohol did you consume over the weekend?
Not
how
much.
Loaded you? I can already tell.
Not much.
Did you drink a lot? Yeah, you drank a lot.
No, I had
I know
one night.
You did.
Sunday night I did a good amount, but not the other nights.
Yeah, I am dry, Mike. Dry. Got nothing.
You didn't drink at all?
No, my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't drink to excess, but I
drank.
My
brother and sister, their sister-in-law, they don't drink, so... Don't be the only one.
I had a Kettle One spritzer, and I believe it was late in the day, and I said, why even make it? Why even make it?
That is a great line.
By the way, I don't have an empty can of it, but it's in Costco, and it's a Finnish drink. I know we're digressing right now
and people
right now are going, we want another celebrity, a-hole. We want another celebrity.
We'll
shut
get to
up,
it.
Mike. It's called the Long Drink, and it comes in a blue, light blue can, gin, juniper, and grapefruit.
Oh, that's essentially a Greyhound. That's beautiful.
Absolutely phenomenal, tasty. Not quite sure because none of those drinks really pack a wallop. So I don't know if you're, you know, looking how many you'd have to drink to get all silly. But it was spectacular.
If you serve it in a glass with a salted rim, Mike, it becomes a salty dog.
Drank it out of the can.
Nice.
Cold.
Nice.
But I don't think it was a Greyhound per se. It's a special finished drink. It's got a little juniper in addition.
Sounds great.
Sounds really good.
My brother asked me, he goes, what's wrong? And I said, well, he goes, you're not drinking. I said, well, what am I, like some lush that comes over and just drinks everything? No, I've learned my lesson. You guys don't drink. You judge me when I drink, so I'm going to stop.
Oh, so you didn't do it at all?
No, for the two prior visits, we would get there and drive to the liquor store, and then drive right back, and then like have be loaded up for the week,
ready to
and
go.
And I realized that
you didn't get any R&R then.
Nobody ever drinks with us.
Twice came in like a tampon.
Hey!
Because he didn't get any booze this weekend. It's Memorial Day. You got to have a little load on.
That's what I thought, but that wasn't happening.
But anywho,
is the celebrity associated with the legislative branch of government?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
No.
Do you know the legislative branch of government?
Yes, I do.
Do you know the judicial, the legislative, and the executive?
Yes, correct. Okay. He's been on both sides, legislative and executive.
That's wild because he's not a president.
50s, over 50. Under 65?
Let me double check. He looked young.
All right.
I mean, looked good. I mean, he looked good for his age, I guess.
So if he was part of the executive branch, but not an ex-president or not an ex-vice president, mm-hmm. What does that leave us in the executive branch, Mike?
You could be the national security advisor.
That's true.
It could be a secretary of state.
It could be really anyone in the cabinet, right?
Anybody in the cabinet.
Whoa. He is 77 years old. Looking
now
good.
Now I'm really confused.
Feeling good.
So he's lying about Shannon swooning.
I can bring her in here.
Did she swoon based on the power and celebrity?
Yes, yes.
So she swooned.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
Aphrodisiac. I said, what are you doing? I was like,
this is
a
lot
of
fun.
Get
this is why
yourself.
I love doing this show.
Yeah.
Already
I was jealous of this man.
And Oscar only missed his age.
I said, you want to do something? Go ask him, book him on the Lincoln Project. How about that?
Oscar only missed his age by 27 years.
77. Wow.
WABC.
She was swooning so much, she looked him up and was telling me where he has homes. And she's never
so
done
he's
that
super.
For anybody.
So not only has he been in government, but he's super rich.
I mean, isn't everybody super rich? That's
well, some of them are and some of them are not. I mean, some of them are.
I don't begrudge them.
I am
for them.
All right, I'm going to need one tiny hint because I'm
white
I'm,
guy.
I assumed it was a white guy.
Oh, sorry, you wanted a hint.
But we have the first letter of his first name.
J.
Javier.
Jaime.
Juan. It's probably John. It's a John.
Julio.
He has. How about this? John is right. I got to give you credit.
All right. Thank you.
John.
It's a good white guy name.
His first name is John.
John.
What administration did he work with?
No, he's still working.
He's still working. Is he a Democrat?
Yes, he is. You're going to kick yourself, especially you, Mike. Especially you.
Can I make a guess, please?
Yeah, go ahead, Pony.
John Kerry.
John Kerry, yes!
Oh, wow!
Bingo,
wow.
Bingo.
Did he look plastic surgeried?
No, he looked great. I wanted to find a flaw.
Yeah.
But I doesn't why he look like, he looks like John, a Muppet.
Why would you guess that John Kerry was 50?
He looked young.
He was young. 50, 30
he's
years ago.
1,000 years old.
He doesn't look like it. He doesn't. And I took a pass. I pretended I had to go to the Hudson.
My God, though. He's got a position in the government.
Special advisor now.
He's a special advisor to the president, President Biden, for what the hell is it? For Middle East affairs? Something like that? It's a massive position. Yeah. And he was coming home from his palace up
in Martha's Vineyard. Yes.
And he was flying a commercial because he is now on the public take.
Mike, according to the his wiki, he is.
I don't mean he's on the public thing.
No, I think he
flies commercial because he has
everything,
to.
Mike, optics are everything.
Mike, he is the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate.
Yes.
For climate.
Yes.
And all you right. can't drive. You can't fly
Did
around.
Did you say hello? Did you say hello to John Kerry?
I waved.
And did he wave back?
I said, it's a true honor, Mr. And I because you can't go and shake people's hands. You can't elbow people. That's awkward, right? You can't throw your elbow out.
Did you yell from courage?
I love you. 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 You're famous. I love you.
I said, how much for the white woman? No, he...
was he with... is his wife still alive? Teresa?
Hines? Teresa.
Today, remember? My wife, Teresa.
I think they're still together.
Is she still with us? Because, I mean, they get old, you know?
Yes. Shannon wanted me to say...
Yes, married her in 1995. She is
was
still
with
us.
Was he with his wife? Was he with Teresa?
Just two dudes.
Oh, man, she's had some work, too. How about that?
That's an A-list.
That's A-list.
Senator.
Secretary of State. Yes.
And husband to
presidential candidate.
Special envoy.
82-year-old Teresa.
Oh, she's old. She's older than he is.
Wow. I said, Shannon, there should be a ketchup bottle of a Learjet waiting for this man. But he's flying because optics are everything.
It probably has something to do with the government is flying him. You know,
it's not the Heinz, right?
Maybe it's he's being more sensitive to our environment by not taking a private jet.
Correct. Carbon footprint.
I don't know.
Could be his carbon footprint.
You never know. I mean, yeah, fly with all the other people.
First one on the plane, first one off. No problem.
So did you walk by him when you landed?
Yeah. Before they even went. We take the worst. Nothing first class, nothing. It was just he got on before everybody else with the security team.
And you saw him like at the gate? You saw him at the gate?
Well, this is amazing.
Priority, or my brother did, and we were right there.
This is amazing because Oscar invariably flies Southwest, so I imagine that.
American.
That Mr. Kerry would have been
way,
standing at A1.
I believe it's in the homepage today. We will have Southwest Airlines on the homepage.
Oh, good.
Let me ask this question.
Yes.
Did you fly out of Beantown or did you fly right from Hyannis or something?
From Boston. Drove from Hyannis this morning to
Okay, so he could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. He could be anywhere. He could have been
Shannon
doing something
tracked him. She said he clearly came from Martha's Vineyard. Straight there.
Right.
Okay. Makes sense,
Don't
though.
Don't call me now. What the hell? Telemarketer.
That's an A-list sighting.
That's a good A-list. One. That's a real good one. That's the best person I ever saw on a plane was Al Gore, and that was pretty good too. But I think that might win.
Hold on a second. Telemarketer just called me.
Thank you for calling DirecTV AT&T.
No, if you know not fun all the time. I really wanted to have fun with him. That's what I'm going to do next time I get a telemarketer with my wife today. Yes. That's very cool. So
it's hard to connect with the mask. Everybody had mask on, so you know it's hard to like really get your find your little.
Did he have a particularly long mask? He's got a giant chin. He's got a bigger chin than.
Didn't notice it. It was covered up. It was covered
Rob,
up.
Yes.
Get a picture of the
senator,
the special envoy for climate.
Okay.
Right now because he is. I believe he's had work done. I believe he's. I mean, he always had a very long face.
Yeah.
Hey, why the long face? Judge, why the long face?
Didn't he have a horrific bicycle accident 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Your wife was doing all the, it almost looked like Rob was taking a wig off when he took his headphones off his head. And then I saw that stubble head.
It's a good look.
It looks like. Top.
Right on the camera. Here we go. Down.
There he is. Special envoy
Rob.
Cameras do not do it. He
put a picture up of Frankenstein.
Someday, do you think we'll ever have a thing where we can bring up a picture? And
we do. Pony's right there. He can do it.
He can't do it.
Mike.
He couldn't do that.
We have the infrastructure.
He couldn't put a. There he is. There he is. Right there.
You think he would focus this pony connection? There he is.
That's John Kerry.
That is a big chin. That's
from a couple of years ago.
Powerful chin.
Probably.
Powerful chin.
And he's still he's got all his buttons. He's very articulate. He's fun
and
to watch.
And in shape.
And he is very, well, he's super tall, right? Super tall.
Tall drinker.
What was he wearing?
It looked like a tailored suit to me, Mike, because he looked skinny. It's tie, full tie.
He had the full tie.
And Crocs.
Carries a briefcase, not a backpack.
Crocs.
An adult.
That's funny.
No Crocs.
So that was exciting. And how far on the back of the plane were you?
So I saw John Kerry's security team. Went back towards business class, and I was like, oh, maybe my brother sprang for business class, you know, as we came out.
Oh, you were on a big bird. You were on a big plane.
Yeah. Just kept going back, and I saw the restroom coming up close, and I said, well, looks like there's no chance he paid for the seat that doesn't recline. Yes, that's what he paid for.
Ah.
God bless him. Free trip to Boston.
So was he in the very front row?
First, side pocket, right when you walk into the right. And then both security guards were standing up like they were looking for
A strange world we live in now, right? Politically with these guys, you know, Republicans and Democrats, we are so passionate. We're so divisive that, you know, it's freaky. I think it would be freaky for anybody to fly commercial.
Yeah.
Well, you know, was it Ted Cruz that had that whole big debacle about going to Cancun?
Right.
And people were giving him a hard time because that's right around the time that Texas was having those storms. And
he did, hello, Donald.
He escaped. And, you know.
Also, how uncomfortable is it? So Senator Kerry or Secretary Kerry is looking around. And
what do you call a former senator when he becomes a Secretary of State? Do you call him Secretary?
I think you got to go up by rank, senator? Highest rank, right?
And Secretary of State would be a higher rank than senator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Secretary.
Everybody is holding up their phones, just taking video of the man just standing, getting ready to board the plane, which is awkward.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right? That's people nowadays.
I guess
there's no etiquette. Yeah, a bunch of people standing around in their jammies, right? You know, for the late night flight.
Somebody recognized me. I was like,
Oh, you flew back this morning, right?
This morning.
Oh, he was probably going to work. Yeah. He was flying down to get to work. That's what he was doing. Probably going to the White House from there. Was there
straight
any kind
to the White
of
House.
Was there any kind of scene when he got off the plane? Did you see anything like
when
a
you're
motorcade
in the back, Mike,
or anything
everybody
like that?
Rolls out and they leave you in the dust.
Southwest. Isn't Southwest where they like elbow each other?
American.
He was flying American.
Oh,
he normally flies Southwest.
No. Okay. I'm a Southwest guy. My
By the time Oscar was able to disembark, they were already cleaning up.
They were, you know,
checking the pockets.
Very cool, though. That's very, very
That's
cool.
a good one.
And, you know,
so much
you're
fun.
Going from a big city to a big city.
Yeah.
That's a very
quick.
You know, it's exciting. I don't. I'm trying to think. The most famous political person that I flew with. Well, I had Ollie North on one flight, and he was like bloviating the whole time. You could hear
cowboy boots on.
He was talking about it. Think. And then we had, you know, when I'm a Democrat, so it wasn't that big a deal. I had Ethel Kennedy.
That's a good one.
On my flight, and I said something to her.
Big deal.
You know, I said, I love you. No, trying to think. I did a lot of flights from D.C. to L.A., and there were a couple of famous
when you were when you were fortunate enough, and it was one of the greatest perks ever, when you had first class written into your contract for business travel. Do you remember?
Yeah, don't have it written into this contract.
Do you ever remember any celebs on those? Because we fly pretty frequently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's hard to remember now.
We saw Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown in an airport.
Saw Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown in Atlanta.
It might have been Dallas Fort Worth. I know it was
where they kind of blocked off a whole
store
like Bed Bath and Beyond or something, and they were in there shopping and everybody was kind of staring. You know, you go into public transportation and you're turbo famous. It's weird. You know, I mean, it's kind of strange. Who was the person we saw that was pretending they were on the phone because they didn't want? Was it Magic Johnson?
That seems right.
I think it was Magic Johnson. I remember Otis Day and the Nights from Animal House.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey Otis, he loves us.
We saw him.
And was
he
it
was
we,
there?
Didn't we fly to Reno with the Spinners?
Billy William Cohen. I was on a plane with William Cohen, former Secretary of State. I believe another Secretary.
What about Boy George? Didn't you meet Boy George somewhere?
Well, that was meeting at a concert. Oh. That's terrible. I'm talking about just happens chance meeting on a plane. It was very, very, very cool. Lots of fun. I've had a few different people. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, so many. When my dad and I were flying up to cover the premiere of the third season of The Sopranos for HBO, and we were doing a thing for the Don and Mike show, we were on the shuttle, the Delta shuttle to New York, and Al Gore was on that, and he was on the front row for that.
That's cool.
That was a really cool one. He was another tall guy.
Yeah. I mean,
also, happy I dressed for work, because I didn't want to be in my pajamas and say hello to the secretary.
Yeah. Well, so this was what time? What time were you boarding the plane?
8 a.m.
So 8 a.m. you're boarding the plane, and I would imagine quite a few people commuting back to work, right?
Yes.
Going back to work in Washington. A lot of suits, A lot of ties, a lot of business people.
A lot of golf shirts. A lot of
any jammies? Any jammies on the flight? You know,
yes.
Which I always, you know, I hate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Family, the turbo sweats.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, really?
They gave up. You
know,
yeah.
Like, sleepy, right. Unwashed hair, you know, stinky.
Everybody had a mask on. No fuss, no muss. Nobody made a big deal about that.
First time good. I ever saw that, I'd just gone through a bad marriage, and I was deciding that my Christmas, because I never want to be around my family when one of my marriages would tank, because it would be too many questions that I was being asked. So I'd do something real Christmassy, like take a buddy and go out to Las Vegas.
Sure.
And the same plane that somebody puked on was when I first saw the real jammy flight, you know, where everybody's just like,
yeah. Lots of mouth breathing, drool-soaked pillows.
That's cool. That's fun to be that. It's pretty exciting to be close to power, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
it's really. I was actually when I met President Clinton, and when I met President H.W. Bush. It almost is an electric energy of vibration.
Exactly
that
the word
comes
I would
off
use,
these yeah. people. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
Nothing beats Walker's Point, but this was a close second.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Walker's Point, when you were around the whole Bush family, that's
yes.
pretty cool. You were in the middle of it. But
yes.
when it's random and it's
yeah.
just the power that's there. Yeah, these
you feel
are people
it.
Making
mm-hmm.
big decisions, you know? And that's why whenever you're in a situation like that, if you were fortunate enough to be in the front of the plane near the secretary, you know, I wouldn't miss an opportunity. Go, Peanut, you know, do that. It'd be a lot of fun. That'd be fun. Yeah.
I mean, he looks at you and says, "I am allergic, sir.
Yeah. I cannot eat those stained finger peanuts that you have." Yes. Sprite, sip a Sprite. No backwash. Come on.
Come on.
Speaking of, we have airlines in the news. We're going to do the homepage when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, our post Memorial Day show. We'll be right back.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. People suck. People suck.
Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under mm-hmm. your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends mm-hmm. just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
you need
and
more.
It's such yeah. a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck, people suck, people suck.
That's it. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Why shouldn't you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Try boosted immunity, better recovery, and increased energy. You need Sleep Number. Sleep helps us recover faster from exercise, injuries, and illnesses. Furthermore, deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight by reorganizing connections in the brain. And REM sleep is essential for many of the brain's cognitive and emotional functions. And since most of it happens during the second half of the night, it's important to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's why I love Sleep Number. Here's a fact. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. So hydrate, limit your caffeine and alcohol, and get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. I might play around with that a little bit. I like to do that periodically
sure.
just to adjust it. That's what you can do with a Sleep Number. Carla's is a 65 also. Discover proven quality sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed during the Memorial Day sale, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. I saw a thread over the weekend about, I forgot who it was. One of our wonderful listeners had gone into a Sleep Number store and purchased a Sleep Number bed, and they were talking about, like four or five people were talking about, well, when I bought one, the guy didn't know how to credit Michael with it. Listen. I you're not you know you're not my
but
keeper on this.
Try. Yeah,
yeah, just
but you give it a try. That's fine. But you know, for the people at the Sleep Number stores,
they
yeah,
know.
Sometimes they'll know. I'm in a template for radio stations, and that's the way it works.
Radio stars,
radio stars. Hey, just look, salesman. Oh, salesman, just look up under radio star, will you please? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, let me play the thing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
All right. Remember, coming up, pilots in the news. Speaking of what Oscar was speaking of a moment ago. It's pretty well known, and I'm going to grab every single Father's Day story from now until Father's Day that I can find, because I think we get short shrift. And we don't get enough
dads
Father's
and grads.
Day fun.
Dads,
right?
And by the way, has birthday season started?
Not really. Not officially. I think that's the 15th of June.
Okay, well, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Or perhaps June 22nd.
Well, we need to have time to shop.
Me, 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 me. Now, this one's, God, this is a depressing one. Hmm? They're all starting to get depressing now. Yeah, it's going to be 6-2. Because it's basically, you know, it's the big jog to casket town now. That's what it is, you know? I mean, that's the way I look at it. Pretty well-known Father's
Day. That's a sad jog because a lot of the knees are ruined.
Tends to run in the United States, with dads often celebrating their day with barbecues, trips to the golf course, fishing excursions, or just simply lounging around the house. But what about the rest of the world? That's why I thought this was interesting. Here are some rituals and traditions other countries have when they celebrate Father's Day. In Germany, no women allowed is often a theme of Father's Day in Germany.
That's why they call it the Fatherland.
Fatherland. German fathers traditionally celebrate their day by ditching their wife and children. Groups of fathers often take hikes up to the mountains or walks in the park. Often while pulling wagons filled with alcoholic beverages. Pulling wagons! Those wacky Germans.
She had a sandwich in the car.
She had a sandwich. Filled my wagon up with schnapps. I'm taking a walk through the park.
Biking is also popular. They're very active Germans.
Yes.
Right? Fit, active.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Hateful. Anyway.
Either attacking or running away, but always moving.
In Nepal... I want a condo in Nepal.
I want to go to Kathmandu.
I think Kathmandu. Nepal, a ceremony is performed in which boys touch their heads to their father's feet while girls touch their heads to their father's hands. That's all there is in Nepal.
Hmm. Respect. That's like all. Respect.
Let me see. In Thailand, who says flowers are only given on Mother's Day? In Thailand, fathers are typically presented with bright canna flowers from their fan. It's C-A-N-N-A. It's not a can of flowers.
A can of flowers. If you can't get the fresh.
Where are my canned flowers? In Mexico, who's up for a little exercise? Each Father's Day in Mexico City, a 21K or 13-mile run takes place for fathers. Of course, afterward is typically a big feast with yummy desserts to honor fathers everywhere. That's another country where it's
physically active. I've been to Mexico City for a full summer, and there wasn't lots of running.
Really, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. There was lots of drinking.
Drinking is good.
Well, my buddy Oli was over the weekend, and you know, he was celebrating the Memorial Day weekend by swimming with my kid in the pool.
That's great.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Carla made fun of the hair on his back. Oh. All right, anyway, let's see. And finally, in South Africa, children often spend the day in South Africa.
I was going to say, you missed a chance there.
Children often spend the day fishing in hopes of catching dinner for their fathers. Of course, gifts and cards can still be exchanged, and picnics are often had as well.
A picnic.
Yeah. There you go.
Does Carla know it's hard for you?
March comes in like a lion, goes out like what?
Does Carla know it's hard for you to make friends?
Millsy didn't come to our party.
Yeah, but he allegedly had an excuse.
Yeah, he had a...
He never said no.
He telegraphed a no.
50-50 to me, you know, and for now he's dead to me.
Oh, dear.
An Air India flight from New Delhi to New York City had to be rerouted. This one's for Rob. There's a lot of flight stories. One for Rob, one for Oscar.
Love this.
Rerouted back to New Delhi when 30 minutes, he's going to love this. 30 minutes after takeoff, a crazed bat started flying around the cabin.
In the plane?
To the shock and horror of the passengers.
Not okay.
Once the plane was back on land at the Delhi Indira Gandhi International Airport. Welcome to Indira Gandhi International Airport. We are very sorry the bat was loose on the plane.
I hate
somebody's calling again. Hold on just a second. No, it didn't. Okay,
the bat was flying, Oscar. He had a flight. It was a connection. He was also headed to the wet market afterwards.
So they got back to the airport. They called wildlife staff.
Wild.
The plane reportedly underwent a complete fumigation, after which... Well, they left something out here because they said after which the bat's carcass was retrieved from the business class cabin.
I wish we had the audio. Get him, Denny. Get him. Get him, Denny.
You can tell the people. You can tell the people at Mr. Prep. This is better than any of the crap I get from the other place. I love these stories.
I would be out of my mind if I was in a cylindrical metal tube like a plane with a bat.
I know you hate bats. Nowhere to go. And speaking of planes, here it is. Your favorite airline, you probably heard this. A U.S. Southwest Airlines pilot has been given community service after pleading guilty to exposing his genitals to a female first officer and watching porn on a flight last year. This guy's name, I am not making it up.
Oh, no.
H-A-A-K. Michael Hack is 60. He's my age. He expressed remorse for his actions before he was sentenced to 1 year of unsupervised probation and a $5,000 fine. Hack says it initially started as a prank before it turned horribly wrong. It started as a prank. No.
What sort of magical prank begins that way?
Well, why don't I share it
with you? No.
After reaching altitude, he got out of his seat, disrobed, and began watching pornographic material on his laptop in the cockpit, prosecutors said. While this was going on, the first officer continued, "Quiet! I'm doing a show!" her duties. Flying the plane, I guess? That's what she did?
Well, as Oscar says, the planes basically fly themselves. It gives you lots of time to, you know, tend to other things.
Hack was I love the name. H-A-A-K. Hack was charged in April with intentionally committing a lewd, indecent, or obscene act in a public place, a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum of 90 days in jail. Hack was a pilot for 27 years. Yeah. What a way to go out. Yeah. Southwest, also, they're a little too loosey-goosey on that airline for me, Oscar.
You're in the cockpit, and you're showing your old balls to your coworker? Mm, yeah. Those are tight.
And you're 60.
You're 60.
You're an old guy, too. You know. Yeah. I guess she didn't care for it. The NFL is about to host its biggest season ever. Excuse me. They will be expanding to a 17-game schedule this year.
This is great because they need it.
I'm excited about it this year. I don't know what happened to me. Somewhere along the line, baseball took a backseat to football.
They took it away from you. You want it back.
Don't count out another expansion in the coming years. According to NBC Sports, the league is likely aiming for a future move to 18 games. I think that's going a little crazy, but I don't know. I'll watch it. The NFL's current collective bargaining agreement, which runs through 2030, outlines only a move from 16 to 17 regular season games. But Peter King reports most observers think 18 games is on the way.
I don't know if you have this information. Does that mean that the bye week goes away and it just stays a 17-week full schedule, or is it going to be a 18-week schedule with a bye week still?
No, they're going to they're taking away one of the preseason games. So it's another game where you can actually get a game check if you're the athlete. Mm. Also get hurt, so you never know.
Does it open up into a larger stadium?
I don't know. And now we have the little something something. I wish I knew these answers, but I don't. I'm just the messenger.
That's all right.
We see a ton of Florida man stories on this show. You know that. But this might be the first one where the guy is a Florida man in more ways than one. Some idiot went on a ridiculous crime spree near Tampa early Sunday morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend. His full name is Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
His name is Florida?
That's his name.
That's terrific.
So it happened in Florida, and his name is also Florida.
Sweet.
He looks like he's in his late 20s, and in the course of the night, he broke into at least 7 different businesses. First, he got into a seafood restaurant and stole all the White Claws from their fridge.
Now, so people know that's not like a crab.
No, it's not like a crab claw.
No, it's a hard seltzer. Yeah.
He got those out of their fridge before throwing them in a retention pond out back. Okay, now I'm starting to see a picture of this. After that, he went into a barbershop a few blocks away and stole a set of clippers. Then he broke into another barbershop nearby and stole 5 more sets of clippers.
Wow.
likes them, I guess.
Yeah.
Once he had enough of those, he broke into a carpet store and then a cafe where he took $800 in cash. He also broke into a vet's office and then a separate business called Little Cat Rescue, where he stole a bunch of pain meds meant for animals. Mr. Florida.
He's good.
He finally went home around 5:30 in the morning, but before he was done, he stole his neighbor's Ring camera off their door. So they got an alert about it, and then they called the cops because he's smart that way.
Yeah.
He eventually admitted to breaking into all the businesses and walked cops through how he did it. His night of crime.
Very clever.
He's facing multiple charges. Rumor is there's a group of people, though, who are organizing a GoFundMe to get Lawrence a brand new bicycle. Which should be a lot of fun down here. See a lot of that.
See,
go over to Melbourne on the East Coast. You'll see a lot of bicycles.
The camera records to the cloud. It doesn't live inside the camera.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You won't see me like my body.
We'll take a break.
There's poor cats that are in pain, though.
Come back with a question. What's wrong with Carrie Spiewak?
Tonight, after an all-new Fall Guy, there's a man on the mean streets of West South Florida who won't put up with his lady being hassled.
I don't like my lady being hassled.
I said that. And when it comes to keeping cars on the street, this guy takes matters into his own hands.
The car just could not pull into the driveway. I had to park on the street.
Mike O'Mara is on the case, and he lives life on his own terms.
We all control the street.
It's the O'Mara Files. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember,
I love cigars. Hey, thank you, Jim Amato. Hey, you know, folks, it all started December of 2017. Two college friends discovered a void in the condiment category. They began exploring hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Hot sauce. Hot sauce. Hot sauce.
After 2 years of testing literally hundreds of hot sauce recipes out of their parents' garage, Mom!
Got a thing to landed, do.
They landed on Truff. Truff is the bomb.
Yes.
It is so good. It's a luxurious hot sauce infused with black truffle. And since then, Truff has carved out a distinct space in an otherwise ironically bland sea of hot sauces. Exclusive, eye-popping, and mouth-watering, a hot sauce brand like no other. Like no other. Truff has over 10,000 five-star reviews, is on the number one best-selling hot sauce list on Amazon. It's, or let me say that again. It has 10,000 five-star reviews and is the number one best-selling hot sauce on Amazon and at Whole Foods. Truff has been named on Oprah's Favorite Things gifting list 2 years in a row, more than 1 billion organic shout-outs on Instagram, and over 1 million likes on TikTok. All I know is I love it, and yep, so does everyone who tries it. It's perfection. There's nothing that doesn't benefit from Truff. Get 15% off site-wide plus free shipping with promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 15% off everything at TRUFF.com, promo code TMOS. You're going to love Truff as much as we do. Okay, the big talk online over the weekend, and we'll get to more of the weekend. I did a lot of fun stuff with my son. If I get to it, I can. It'll keep till tomorrow.
Okay.
I will tell you this, though. We don't watch anything after 10 o'clock because we get up super early in the morning, and so we DVR'd the big show on HBO called Mayor of Easttown.
Murder Dirter.
Murder Dirter. Everybody's been talking about it. Everybody's been excited about it. And we decide to watch it. I see a thread before I watched it on Monday night where people are talking about Mayor of Easttown and how much they were into it and how great Kate Winslet is and how fantastic and
the
what a shocker
was so the show great. Is.
And I see just this. It jumps out at me on this thread. Carrie Spiewak, who simply writes meh like. You know, it, which is, you know, the universal international symbol for it sucks. And so I'm very curious, you know, why when somebody close to our show decides to take a run at that, you were not pleased. Your wife was not pleased.
I think meh is not it sucks. Meh is just sort of like It's not all that. And I'm not to the meh level yet, but I do think I wasn't bowled over by it either. I thought the finale was great. Like the finale, really a couple good parenting lessons in there. If you haven't caught it yet, you should watch it. But yeah. The thing is that it was a
long... Did you watch it, Oscar? Did you see
it? I loved it.
Okay.
Compelling.
It was a long run-up to the ending. The ending was good. The ending did not disappoint, but I thought it was a long, long run-up. One thing I did like about it...
You mean a long, long run-up in the last episode?
No, the all seven episodes. I think there were seven or six.
Oh, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah.
You mean culminating with that...
yeah.
And I'm not going to give a spoiler alert thing because...
It was a long ride to a great ending. It really was a good ending.
You didn't
like the
detail of every character and how we thought this person did it, then this person did it, then this person did it?
I kind of, but I think they could have gotten it done sooner. I that was my feeling. I thought it
well,
moved
were you, okay, I, boy, all right, turn your radio down because we might enter the land of spoilers here. So please,
right.
If you haven't seen it,
I think a lot of
turn
people
us
have,
down.
Though.
I'll warn you.
Burn you.
Rob, did you find that with that final episode that they got right into it so quickly that threw you off a little bit?
It's, maybe.
It's certainly, it's not what I expected, that suddenly you were going to have bam, bam, bam.
No, no,
bam,
it was, yeah, and did you feel
like several,
you know what?
Bait and switches?
This is very valid, but do you think that the momentum in the last episode didn't match any previous episodes? It was like a shift in how the show moved. And
I felt as though, to a degree, that like so many of these shows, whether they're shows that are canceled or whether they're limited series, I sometimes think they rush the ending, that they got to cram everything in there. And yeah, I think this one was better crafted. They certainly had probably the plot figured out before they started the show.
I'm sure they worked backwards
from that. They knew where they were going to go. But at the same time, it's like, enough. It was frenetic. I thought
it was
a little frenetic. And yeah, I mean, the kid was spectacular.
Very, very good. And you know what? It's really, we talked about this when Stranger Things was a big deal. It's hard to find a kid actor that either isn't not enough or too much. This kid was dead on. Dead on.
He ripped my heart out. I mean,
guys,
he reminded me of my son.
The finale was a to be continued from the previous episode. Like, there's already something that was about to happen. So when you
but at the same time, I thought that it wouldn't take, that immediately you would get right to this guy did it. Because
or
kind of saw that coming.
Yeah,
or
it was something was off. Something was off.
Look, you know what? It's hard to say. I don't want to totally agree, God forbid, with Carrie on anything. In any capacity whatsoever. But I will tell you that at the very, 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 very end, I can back her up on the meh.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what's that?
I completely disagree.
And
you
also,
it was thrilling. It was suspenseful. You didn't see it coming, and everybody thought they knew.
I'm talking about the very, 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 very
like,
well, Wesley, what's that? Is he going to go cry?
It's dotting the I and crossing the T's. I do think one of the things that worked for this show that I liked, I jumped in on episode 2. I liked having to wait weekly to watch the show. That's something that I liked.
That.
Oh, that's the worst.
No, that to me is
like
that,
right now, tonight, I will be searching. I have nothing. I have nothing. I'm watching, oh my God, an incredible African, maybe not African American. I'm not sure where she is from. She's a brilliant actress, and she plays an adopted child from Rwanda, and she's fantastic, and I wish I knew the name of the show. I haven't committed yet. I haven't committed to it.
When you have a show that has a suspenseful plot line, as this does, and it's also as a callback to The Undoing, mm-hmm. it makes it a little tastier when you get your answers because you're forced to wait.
Limited series. That's why, because it's like an extra long movie.
Yes.
Limited series rock, as far as I'm concerned. I don't mind them. I think that's great. You can binge them if you want, or you know, you don't have to.
Oscar's point, it was one of the best constructed plots I've seen on television ever.
Black and Earth Rising.
I will give it. I will give. What is it called?
Black Earth Rising.
Black Earth Rising. I'm not ready to dive in with a full-throated recommendation, but she is probably one of the most captivating faces I've ever seen on TV. Absolutely mesmerizing to watch. But getting back to The acting, I mean,
so good.
I could just see, I could see Jean Smart and Kate Winslet. You know, that show could go on forever. You don't need to solve a crime. That's just fine. Just have her in the house with Jean Smart.
I want more scenes. I was going to say more scenes of Jean Smart after having she was drinking Manhattans up.
Manhattans. How many Manhattans have you had? Which was, you know, spectacular.
So great.
You know, by the way.
So great. But it was, anyway. You know, I think also I liked it a little more than Carrie, probably because it's not the best show to watch while you're looking at cat videos on your phone.
Would you like to give any clarity as to why Carrie may not have really liked it?
I just said. She wasn't focused. It's a very intricate plot.
You got to pay attention. Oh, you have to pay attention.
Doesn't really focus on television shows. What are you doing? Oh, okay. She's scanning her phone. Yeah.
A lot of rolling. Yeah. No, she can focus on if it involves life below deck, she's in. If it's a fiancé for 90 days, she's in.
Judge shows.
Judge shows, yeah.
She likes reality television.
Yeah, and cursory, yeah. Stuff that you can watch at a cursory level and still follow the plot. You got to admit, Murder Dirter, if you blank out a little bit, you got to rewind, because there's lot of stuff going on.
I rewound a lot. Yeah. I rewound a lot.
I think it was the show that began that sort of trend was 24. That was the first show that you needed to watch. Really
focus.
Watch. And so I'm somewhere between Carrie and you on Murder Dirter. I thought it was okay.
And to amplify that a little bit, Rob, I said at the end of it, I said it was like a pretty good book. It was like a pretty good book. That's the same kind of feeling I had watching that.
Too many beards.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet, she should win an Emmy, though.
Oh, I think she's already won it.
She walks into it. She's incredible. She's really, I want more from her. I want more movies. I want more TV shows. So in that regard, you know, HBO, way to go. Keep giving
Wonderful.
Us the good
yeah.
content. That's good. All right. Well, that's good. That's our little TV roundtable. And Carrie, come on. You know, people are just sharing. They're excited. And you just got to rain all over it. What the hell is wrong with you? We have to have another show. We have to have another one of our drinking shows. We do.
Drinking.
That's all there is to it. I'll let you know when. Might be as early as this week. Who knows?
Could be tonight.
Yeah, might be right now. I get those long drinks. We'll be right back.
Rise and shine.
Hey, kids. Time to start your day with a delicious new breakfast cereal. Yay! You'll love the taste of new sugar-frosted Cerritos.
Oh, good.
Toasted corn crunch with the delicious taste of buffalo wings. Part of a supercharged breakfast. Just look for Goose Cerrito in your grocer's cereal aisle. And be sure to look for a bonus in every box. Speaking of bonus, why not try the delicious taste of the TMOS bonus show? Click the link at MikeOmeraShow.com from the makers of your favorite Kellogg cereals.
They're okay.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I want to mention one more time that tomorrow or Thursday at the latest, if any snafus happen, we're going to be this week. We will have a major announcement about the meet and greet out in Spokane, Washington. We're a couple of weeks away from heading out west and looking forward to that. This portion of the program is brought to you by Public Rec. I was hanging out all weekend long in my Public Rec shorts.
Oh, they got there.
I didn't jump in the pool with them, but anytime I wasn't in the pool, I would take off my pants, my swim trunks, and walk in front of my family. And are those maroon ones? Oh, those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Public Rec is incredible. If you're like me, you'd rather be caught dead than be seen running around your neighborhood in your nasty old sweats. These are not sweats.
No.
They're hard to describe. They're so cool. You still don't want to wear stiff, uncomfortable slacks. No thank you. So what do you do? Public Rec is here for you. They make leisure wear in your waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants or shorts. That's what I wore this
weekend. I'm glad you got the shorts. That's great.
They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. And they make Oscar, as you just saw, look so sexy.
Dad, so comfortable.
Sexy. Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus T-shirts, Hanleys, polos, T-shirts, and wait for it, the most comfortable shorts ever. Get ready for summer with Public Rec. Who knew you could look sharp in sweats? Public Rec did, and you will too. I love them. So get involved with Public Rec. Do it today. As the world opens back up, make sure you've got clothes that are as flexible as your life is. Public Rec rarely discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com/TMOS for 10% off. Yeah. Real quick, my Memorial Day was spent taking my son down to They have a teeny, teeny, tiny
Memorial Day.
Little Memorial Day.
Ah, good Memorial Day.
Memorial Day for America. you know, I was very aware of what the holiday is about, being the son of a World War II veteran, having a daughter who is now going to be working at Arlington National Cemetery, and having a son who, on his own, all by his onesie, he has gotten into the spirit of military history. He's fascinated by it. And we have a teeny, 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 tiny museum that's located at Naples, Florida Airport. By the way, it's right next to where all the Richie Riches go,
mm-hmm.
because it's all private air down there. And I was just, as we were walking into this little room that has all the artifacts in it, I was looking at all the, lady in the lobby with her dog. And I looked like,
Can I see your boarding pass, please?
So jelly. So jelly. What a way to go. And I looked over there and I'm like, look at that. I said, Carla, look at that. You'll never, ever experience that. Ever. But anyway, it was.
Now, was that in another museum called the Rich Person Museum?
The Rich Person Museum. They were more like, who was hanging around? Pilots.
Yeah.
Just bored pilots on call for the people to say, excuse me, Muffy wanted to get her, forgot her catnip. I don't know what the hell it was. And so it was, we watched a couple of, Carla and Michael don't care about watching planes. I could watch them all day long.
Love planes.
Watch the private air go. I mean, just incredible. And a big one, too. A jet, one of these super big ones that was just private. You could have a football game in there. It was just amazing. But anyway, getting away from that, we go down to the military museum, and there are a couple of old guys that are working there, one who was a Vietnam veteran, and I just watched my son engage him and have a conversation.
Wow.
And he was talking about the rifles they were issued and the rifles that they got after a while and how they would jam because the rounds were too tight in the cartridge and on and on and on. And then Carla pointed out to me his little hands ball up like this in little fists when he sees stuff that he's so he was it was a tiny little room with real artifacts, uniforms, medals. There were a couple of machine guns that had been used in World War II and World War I. It was a fascinating look, just jammed with stuff. Imagine a really good sporting goods store like the old style ones where they would jam everything in there
like
in a small space. We're so conditioned as Americans that everything's got to be vast and big and have a spectacular architecture. This was just a room dedicated that they'd given to these people at the airport. And it was amazing to look at. And you saw World War I. There was some Spanish-American War. There was Vietnam. There was World War II. It was fascinating.
Is it true that the machine gun was
Memorial Day.
Was confiscated from the security area at that very airport?
What security?
Oh, I forgot. No, but seriously.
That, we had a conversation. Carl and I had a conversation about it, too.
Yeah.
Like, walking around. La, la, la. Push open a door. Hi. Mm. But anyway.
But seriously, as a father, I can share the moment. There are moments when you see your kids sort of cross a line. And I remember it was when Julia was doing the graphic design stuff in high school. And to me, she's still my little girl, right? And then she goes to like a conference and she's wearing a blazer and she goes up to a guy that's been in the business 40 years and asks him all the right questions.
Yeah.
And it's just, as a parent, it's thrilling. And it has to be
he
the same for you.
He is not there yet because it's the reality of what he is interested in, I still have not been able to adequately, I think, get through. Because you're seven and you don't realize war is hell. And, and that comes later, like everybody would
know. He's still in the, running around the yard, play with guns mode that we all were in at a certain point.
I'm fascinated, knows his stuff, and liked all the plane models and everything they had there. And it was special, and it was on the heels of, having our first real have people come over on Saturday, which was great. And, I don't know if you're aware or I've talked about it enough on the show. I have a running series of losses when it comes to preparing food for guests at my home. I'm just not good at it. And this was as simple as it gets. We were going to have three couples over and no kids because the kids that we asked, thanks, Mark, weren't able to make it.
Dead to you, Mike. Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I mean, that's the way it goes. Yeah, appreciate that. You know, well, I texted him. I hope he didn't bother you because you sounded so put off when we ambushed you on the show. So, no, you just caught me off guard. Said, okay, you're a radio guy. Deal with it. Anyhow, you know, he was a good friend.
A lot going on here. A lot going on.
Well, no. I mean, when you have a gathering like that, you want at least one kid so your kid
is
occupied.
That's true.
And you don't have to be swinging. So we have some couples over, hamburgers. That's
it. Mm.
Carla made her world famous potato salad. It's fine. And I'm cooking burgers. And I put the burgers on the grill. And we got a little Weber.
Mm-hmm. You
know, nothing special.
Gas or charcoal?
It's gas. It's gas. And
Mike, overseas they call the grill Weber.
Weber.
Weber. Weber. It is the Weber grill.
And I'm cooking the burgers and they look great. And I flip them and they look great. And I'm having a drink. I'm chatting with the neighbors I haven't chatted with before. Everything's going well. And I look. And the first side really had great little grill marks on them. It's
Char.
Looking fantastic. And I go back over to the grill and I lift it up and I'm like, it's not sizzling like it was before. And it's like, and I look over and then I realize I look down and the flame, I see the flame's still going. Well, no, the flame was the grease coming off the burger. And then that flame went out and I put my hand over the grill and I feel warmth, not heat.
Mm. Okay.
You know, taste the meat, not the heat.
I don't like and the, I realize, like touching an iPhone.
That I'm having this social event with like 15 burgers that I am cooking, and Assy McStupigan has totally effed up, and I've run out of propane.
Oh, no.
I have completely run out of propane.
That's a
You gotta have a tank.
I have
garage.
One. Okay, I have one. I have one. Yeah, I have one that I went by in the morning and saw that it was empty, and put it on my list to go get it filled up, and
never did.
They had
never did.
Two
never
empty
did.
Tanks.
Never did. Yeah, so,
oh, no.
I'll tell you right now. Let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
Man.
There was not a guest that picked up on this. I quietly, while socializing, matter-of-factly, put the burgers on a little sheet pan, told Carla calmly and collectedly, fire up the broiler. I will be finishing these burgers I will be broiling them. They might have been just a tad overdone, but not ridiculously so. They were medium. They weren't pink in the middle.
Not
like
dry.
My father.
Not dry.
My father used to cook burgers on his grill like somebody had severed a limb.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
They were blood. It was blood.
They call that,
like that.
They call them cook it blue. They want it cold in the middle. Literally, they want
it
cold
gross.
In the middle. Yeah.
I don't want ground blood burger. I don't want that at all. And finished them. No one was any the wiser. I was one of my proudest accomplishments, like not only just doing it, but doing it with no one else. And it might somebody say, oh, really smart, Mike. You turned on the, well, F you. That's a panicky moment you have.
Yeah.
And I bet there are plenty of people that would go, I'm sorry, we're going to have to get pizza or something
right.
like that.
You're
so
right.
I did that. I was proud of myself.
Good
it
save.
Worked.
Good
it
save.
Worked. And everybody and the potato salad was great. And I didn't get so loaded that I offended any of my neighbors. Our next door neighbors came over and they hung out for a while. I had my buddy Oli and his lady friend. She was there, and she was fantastic. I'll give her a shout out. Hola, Fernanda.
Mike, to keep the charade going, did you at any point in the night say, "Stay away from the grill; it's still hot"?
No, we had, and Carla cooked the corn do we have corn that night? No, we didn't have corn. We just had a potato salad. And
does she use new potatoes or russets when she does potato salad?
Russets!
Russet potatoes! Yeah. Delicious. Are you a potato salad guy, Oscar?
I'm curious why burgers are not steaks.
Because I'm not printing money, pal. And, and I'm not doing that anymore. Have you seen beef prices lately? You know? I mean, I might go as far as a pork chop, but I'm not going to... You know, F that.
Steaks really, are expensive, you know.
I mean, really, I provided the booze, beer, and I was embarrassed when Oli, who's got a palace, lives in a, said, well, let's see about, he said, let's, always get a little bit of an accent. He said, well, why don't we, let's find out, what do you got going at your bar? Mm-hmm. That's what he says to me. Boy. And I'm like, and all of a sudden I go, wah, wah. And I'm like, and I walk in and I realize for the Irishman, it's just, you know, I got like an atomizer jug of Kirkland Irish whiskey and nothing else really.
You should have said, bar, I've drank it all.
That's right. You should have been here yesterday.
I consumed it all. No, I have been lobbying since we moved. There is some dead space in this house where I want a piece of furniture. Put my booze.
Mm.
I'd like to have a bar.
You should
have it. Got the greatest bar in the world. Takes up half his wall in his
it's
house.
Like a Friday's bar.
Giant house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Mexican, so it looks like a Halloween party. He's got all these skulls and stuff and all the love different tequilas that are like, you know, drink me, boy. Drink me. Oh, give me a break. You know, I don't have anything. I have nothing. But it was great. Happy Memorial Day. Worked out.
Congratulations.
Well. Does he wander around his bar going, muerta, muerta, muerta?
Flores, flores para los muertos. Flores. He's got one that's like a white skeleton.
Oh, dear.
Don't drink that one. That make you die. That would make you die. Anyway, it was fantastic. And we had a great time. Happy Memorial Day. We'll take a break. And we will come back with the dumpster did you tell right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There was a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying in the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? So it means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No.
And,
am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
That's Twitch doing his Whitey McWhiterson voice.
Yes.
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Summer's almost here. You can tell because it's getting warmer. Am I right?
Right.
Certainly getting warmer here. Oh, anyway. Why not surprise your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. Michael got his. I do not know what's in it. I apologize. He has taken it to his room, and he is
doing
it on his own.
Second time he's hidden it, right? Second time.
He loves it. He explores new worlds and rediscovers familiar ones without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine, everything is shipped right to the door. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. Michael is a big fan of KiwiCo. It's really fun, and I think you should do this. And if you got a little one, it's a great gift for even if you don't have a kid.
Oh, yeah. Got it from my nephew.
Awesome way.
Every month you get something absolutely beautiful.
And you're the hero with that.
Yeah.
It's an awesome way for him to stretch his brain in a fun way at home. He loves it, and Oscar's Luca, he likes it too. Everybody loves KiwiCo. There's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. You are going to love it.
Spin it.
Oh, open it up. Let's see who's in there right now.
Hello.
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 That's all the dead Three Stooges.
All dead Three Stooges. Mo Howard, Larry Fine, and Joe Besser in that case.
Is that, don't hurt me.
They're all laying in a triangle down there.
Wonderful.
Mike, this was on Channel 5 in the morning, and my mom had mentioned it to me last week. And I said, I don't think that's true. And she said, I don't know. I hear it's true. And I call this tape Don't Look Up. Channel 5 had a tape of a cicada peeing. And it was peeing like it meant it. And it was one of those videos that the smiley, happy talk people in the morning, Steve Chenevier and company, I don't think they were expecting exactly what they were about to see.
And you might be feeling some drops falling from the sky that might not be rain. Might be coming from the cicadas. And look, everybody's got to go.
Oh, my God.
That is the worst video I've ever seen in my life.
It's like a garden hose. Oh.
Thousands of them.
You ladies, is that rain, Tucker?
You ladies rethinking eating those cicadas now? Hey, we know one thing. That cicada doesn't have prostate problems.
Who's the TV anchor that actually did it?
Tucker.
Really?
Yeah, he
Tucker
was great.
Who? Who's
Tucker? Tucker Barnes.
The weather guy.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Props.
He's awesome.
You do not get anchors that are that loose. That's great. Good way to go, Tucker Barnes.
And speaking of cicadas, we will be having an in-studio cicada tasting tomorrow, as we are joined by Zoom by Chef Tobias Padovano from Cucina on Market. And Oscar and I will be having cicada.
Cucina.
We will have cicada tacos tomorrow.
Cucina, not Cucina.
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 Cucina. Cucina.
I'm not looking forward to this. For those of you that hate me, you're going to enjoy this video tomorrow.
Remember, like the guy said, they taste like off-market canned asparagus.
I'll let you know.
So we shall see.
Yeah, but if you, you know, you put enough hot sauce on it, bring some truff in.
No, I have truff. It's right in my fridge.
Very good.
A musical loss that I think is sad and a little premature. BJ Thomas, great singer and a great songwriter, an Academy winner, died at age 78 this weekend.
Raindrops are falling, falling on my head.
Yeah.
And the guy has feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit.
What a great song.
Hey, great. He wrote a lot of great songs. As a matter of fact, one of his biggest fans.
Won't you play another somebody love song.
And Oscar, just so I can put it in perspective for you, he did the theme to Growing Pains. He did that too. But a big fan of B.J. Thomas was Elvis Presley, and he liked to use this joke on stage. Here's Elvis talking about B.J. Thomas in 1970.
B.J. Thomas has out a new record, ladies and gentlemen. I don't especially like it, but no, I really think it's a beautiful song. I'd like to sing it for you now.
I just can't help believing.
So when Elvis Presley is a fan of you, I think it's a pretty big deal. So it's sad to see B.J. Thomas go.
Very prolific songwriter and one of the best songwriters of his day. Absolutely.
And also responsible for the biggest hit that David Hasselhoff ever had.
I can't stop this feeling.
Stop that.
Yuck.
Remember when he picks up the cheeseburger, he says, nope.
Yeah.
I am going to stop.
Where is it? Germany? He's popular in
Very
Germany.
Popular in Germany. He performed on the wall when it came down.
That's exciting.
Did you watch the Indy 500?
I did not. Didn't have the pleasure. I would have if I'd had the time, but I didn't. I was doing stuff.
Helio Castroneves won his fourth Indy 500, only the fourth person to win four.
There's a four-time win on the line for Helio Castroneves. Look at the crowd. They know history's on the line. Welcome to the four-time club, Helio Castroneves.
Looks like he spun out in my head.
I love Indianapolis. You guys don't understand. The fans, they give me energy. I'm serious. They don't understand. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. Man, I only did two races here, and I won two. I think I still got it, don't you think?
Mike, your hair looks like you walked under a tree full of cicadas.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Maybe that guy stole all the clippers at your Florida barbershop.
Hey,
that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Yeah. I look like an insurance salesman dad that's been on a 3-week bender.
Ned?
Oh,
Ned? Ned Rice?
I don't know what happened. Did I do that to Mrs. Wilson?
Mike, here's good news. David Lee Roth has not given up yet. Remember, he was a rock and roll singer, and then he was a morning disc jockey.
You know, this is a guy that it's just so tedious. You know, you had you had a potential to be royalty, legendary, but you're too much of a dick to do it. And then you tour with Sammy Hagar, and you were too much of a dick for that tour to go on.
Yep.
He's a dick. Then he wants to be a shock jock, and he was terrible at that. This guy is, and he just keeps doing it. It's always in the public eye, and he's a pain in the ass.
Remember, he released a video where he crashed a party in a hotel and no one knew who he was? He thought it was going to be like a big deal. Anyway, he's released a new record based on a comic book or something like this. It's called Giddy Up, and to me, it sounds like he recorded it at an amusement park booth. I'm sorry, I meant to play this. Forgive me.
Like a big bull toad on a hot blade. Oh. I'm ready to pull. You can tell from the sound of my laugh. Sound like four flat tires bumping.
Doesn't it just sound thin?
I can't remember, sometimes good guys don't wear white. I will be your long tall Texan tonight. Straight down the highway, as fast as you can go.
Do you not have a detonator?
I'm bent. Oh, sorry about that. I was just so obsessed with how bad it was.
It's bad.
I'm Van Hagar all the way. I love that iteration. I love when Van Halen teamed up with that the very mature, kind, good guy, smart businessman Sammy Hagar, who's still just going out and rocking. That's what he's doing, and making great tequila at the same time.
And Mike, this goes back a couple years, but I always like to play this montage to just show you how creative the writers are at the Evening News. Can you believe it's June 1st?
It is June 1st.
Cannot believe it, can you?
You believe it is June 1st already.
Hard to believe it's June already, right?
Hard to believe June 1st is already here.
Hard to believe today is June 1st.
I can't believe it's already June.
Can you believe it's June 1st already?
It's hard to believe it's June 1st.
Hard to believe it's June 1st.
I can't believe it's June.
I know, June 1st.
I cannot believe it's June 1st.
Cannot believe that it's already June 1st.
Hard to believe. It's June already.
It's June.
It is June.
Can you believe it's June already?
No, it's unbelievable.
Can you believe it? That we're in June.
May went by quickly. It
Holy
really did.
Cow.
I like when the lady anchor goes, no. I can't believe it. No.
Can you believe? Duh?
Duh?
Duh, 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 duh.
What's that coming out of that cicada? And let's close with this, Mike. If you're in Wisconsin, be very careful. Because there are counterfeit $100 bills circulating, and you're not going to believe where they were found. I think they kind of buried the lead on this story. We close with this. Dateline, Wisconsin.
This $100 bill might look real from a distance, but up close it also has Chinese characters on the back. And it's one of three bills passed off Saturday during the Testicle Festival in Dundas.
Excuse me. Can you play it again, please?
Sure.
This $100 bill might look real from a distance, but up close it also has Chinese characters on the back. And it's one of three bills passed off Saturday during the Testicle Festival in Dundas.
Because if you want to pass some funny money,
was
go
it
to
a
the
really,
a testicle
there's a
festival.
Testicle festival?
In Dundas, yes.
Oh, my God. I want to go. You got to go next year.
You got to admit, Mike, if you pass off money at a place like that, it's pretty ballsy.
Wow, the testicle.
Close
festival,
it up. That's your digital
that's
dumpster.
Really exciting.
Have a great Tuesday.
Caught me by surprise.
Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Prostates on cicadas and your testicle festivals. Jeez, dirty show. Anyway, tomorrow you guys are going to eat cicadas.
Yes.
Oscar, you really not looking forward to it?
Oh, I am not. But I will for the show.
Oh, good for you. You might love it. You might actually love it. You might take your first bite. Aren't they like boiled, sanitized, all that?
These are crispy fried. And we will be assembling the tacos live on the show. We're going to actually have a deconstructed cicada taco kit.
Oh, that is so very, very exciting. Almost as exciting as the Testicle Festival in
Dundas.
Dundas. That's it. We've got to get out of here. Don't worry. Tomorrow we'll have more information on Spokane, Washington. Really excited about that. I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Save
all
up all your counterfeit money for that meet and greet.
Yeah, yeah. Please hand me dollar bills with Chinese characters. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony. Pony, go home and lick those wounds after the way he talked to you, okay, my friend?
You got it.
We'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Yeah, you got it.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Britney Spears alone right now.
Oh, good for you.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
I am alive and kicking.